This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. It may be the funniest show on television, it may be the best cultural satire on television, and it's changed the course of TV animation. I'm talking about The Simpsons. My guest is the show's creator, Matt Groening. He also created the animated series Futurama, and he draws the syndicated comic strip Life in Hell. Groening is also the guest editor of the new book, Best Music Writing of 2003. It's part of an annual series collecting the finest writing on rock, pop, jazz, country, and more, published by DiCapo. We'll talk about the book and about some of the music Matt Groening loves in a few days in part two of our interview. Today, the subject is The Simpsons. Let's start with a clip. In this episode, Krusty the Clown has been invited to the Simpson house for dinner.
Who wants to say grace?
Why don't we let our guests do it?
Krusty, would you do the honors?
Well, all right. I'm a little rusty, but I'll try. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem, min haaretz.
Oh, he's talking funny talk.
No, Dad, that's Hebrew. Krusty must be Jewish.
A Jewish entertainer? Get out of here.
Dad, there are many prominent Jewish entertainers, including Lauren Bacall, Don Shore, William Shatner, and Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks is Jewish?
I want to ask you about some of the characters that didn't exist in the very beginning stages of The Simpsons, starting with Krusty the Clown, who's this really funny character. I mean, he's basically like an old vaudevillian type. He's kind of really bitter and Jewish, like a lot of comics, and but this is like an old style Jewish comic dash clown. What did you think of Krusty when he was first created?
Well, Krusty was based on a TV show clown. Who I grew up with in Portland, Oregon, named Rusty Nails. Rusty Nails was a Christian clown. He was had his own show, and he showed old Three Stooges shorts. And he was great, and he wasn't like Krusty at all. He was very nice guy, and a very sweet clown. But he had that name, Rusty Nails, which I found incredibly disturbing as a child. Because, you're supposed to avoid Rusty Nails. So... So the idea of a clown named Rusty Nails.
You were a sensitive little kid.
Clowns are scary to begin with. And even though this was a nice clown, I was slightly perturbed by him. Anyway, so Krusty the Clown, Krusty rhymes with Rusty, and I actually created him as a little on-screen character on the Tracy Ullman show for those little shorts there. And the idea of the design of him is he actually is basically... originally Homer in clown garb, and the satirical conceit that I was going for at the time was that the Simpsons was about a kid who had no respect for his father but worshipped a clown who looked exactly like his father. So but we sort of lost that, and I didn't make Krusty Jewish. That was Jay Kogan and Wally Walidarsky, I think, came up with that idea, two of the old Simpsons writers, and then the rest is, he's one of the richest characters on the show. In fact, this year we have Krusty having his bar mitzvah, finally. Turns out he... And it's a pretty wild show.
I love it when his father was played by Jackie Mason.
Yep, Jackie Mason is coming back.
Oh, great. Yes, his role.
Playing Rabbi Krestovsky. Krusty's father.
You know, we spoke just as The Simpsons was coming into existence, starting first as a Tracy Ullman series, and I think we spoke just as it was about to be broadcast on its own. And a lot has happened since then. Simpsons have taken over the world since then. I'm wondering how your vision of the characters as they are now compare with the vision you had when you were creating them.
Well, here's the problem with doing a sitcom which has lasted more than 300 episodes is you're trying not to repeat yourself. You're trying to surprise the audience, and you're trying to keep everybody works on the show surprised. As a result, the show has gone off in some very peculiar directions. Sometimes I was alarmed. I was going, oh, my God, we can't do this. We can't do this. And then it turns out to be okay. It's funny, it's crazy, and it's the show is so fast-paced. We learned as we went along, that we can cram a lot of jokes in there. So if there's a joke you don't like, just wait a fraction of a second, and there'll be another one to come along to replace it.
You know, you said that there were things to which you said, we can't do this. What's an example of that?
Oh, we've done the Simpsons Bible stories, and I just thought, you know, we're just sticking our chins out and asking for trouble. And we've done a lot of, as the culture has shifted, because when the show started, when they first started, it was 1987, and here it is 2003, the culture has gotten coarser, and so the jokes in The Simpsons are a little more extreme, I think, to keep up with the times, and it wasn't originally to my taste. And you want to keep the same tone that we had from the very beginning. And everybody's adding their own 2 cents. And luckily, we all are facing the same direction. So there's if something's really, really weird and crazy, everybody fights against it. And the show, it takes 6 months to do a single episode. So there's lots of chances to fight for your joke or fight for something that's off character. One of the great things did last year was we parodied the Fox News Channel. And we did the crawl along the bottom of the screen. Uh-huh. And Fox fought against it and said that they would sue. They would sue the show. And we called their bluff because we didn't think Rupert Murdoch would pay for Fox to sue itself. So we got away with it, but now Fox has a new rule that we can't do those little fake news crawls on the bottom of the screen in a cartoon because it might confuse the viewers into thinking it's real news.
What are some of the other things that you have been threatened legally over, or, you know, that have been really controversial, advertisers pulling out? Because let's face it, The Simpsons does a lot of satire about homosexuality, the church, you know, violence on television.
At the beginning, virtually anything we did would get somebody upset. And now it seems like people who are eager to be offended, and this country is full of people who are eager to be offended, they've given up on our show. We got into trouble a few years ago for Homer's watching an anti-drinking commercial, and it said, warning, beer causes rectal cancer, and Homer responds by saying, beer. Fox didn't want us to do that because beer advertisers are a big part of the Fox empire, and it turns out that the writer was able to track down the actual fact where some study showed that indeed it does, or did, or has a tendency to. So we were able to keep that in. But they want that's the kind of thing we put up with.
Let's talk about Itchy and Scratchy. And this is the recurring cartoon that Bart and Lisa watch on TV. And it's the kind of like super violent version of all the cat and mouse kind of cartoons. How'd you come up with this?
Well, it was from watching cat and mouse cartoons growing up. Pixie and Dixie, the Hanna-Barbera mice, and Tom and Jerry in particular. Very, very violent and very, very funny cartoons, MGM cartoons. And the fantasy was seeing, you know, wanting these cartoons to extend their violence even more. And so with Itchy and Scratchy, it's probably as extreme as it can get for a cat and mouse cartoon. And it's been really fun because it turns out the way these shows come together that whatever the theme of that particular episode is of The Simpsons, there's some Itchy and Scratchy cartoon that obliquely relates to it. They're very hard to write now. We've done so many of them that they're harder and harder to write. And originally of the actors, Harry Shearer, a sophisticated guy, he seemed to laugh the hardest at Itchy and Scratchy during the table reads. I think I don't know if he's the voice of Itchy or Scratchy. But he's the voice of one of them. He talks like that. Dan Castellaneta is the voice of the other one. The cat or the mouse, I don't know. I sometimes have difficulty remembering which is the cat. And then I go, oh, Scratchy, because he scratches. That's how I figure it out.
So were you in on the writing of the Itchy and Scratchy theme song?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was obvious. It's by the way, it's not, everybody thinks it's, they fight and fight and fight and fight and fight. It's not. It's they fight and bite and fight and fight and bite.
Well, I think it's time to hear the Itchy and Scratchy theme song. Let's hear it. That's the Itchy and Scratchy theme song from The Simpsons. My guest, Matt Groening, created The Simpsons. He also just edited the new book, The DiCapo Best Music Writing Anthology of 2003, a collection of the best music writing of the year, as selected by Matt Groening. Yeah.
The lyrics to that were written by Sam Simon, one of the original producers who developed the show, along with Jim Brooks, and basically set the tone for the show.
One of the characters is Ned Flanders. He's the Simpsons' born-again neighbor. And, you know, so the kids in the Flanders household are being brought up very differently than the kids in the Simpsons household. Can you talk about the creation of Ned Flanders?
Originally, Ned Flanders was just the wacky neighbor who was supposed to be just a complete annoyance to Homer for no good reason. And then we realized that he was an object of mirth with his strong religious feelings. We thought, how do we create a religious character who is not the usual stereotype? And we made him a truly good guy. And his beliefs are sometimes a little annoying, but he's not a hypocrite. He's real. And we get lots of fan mail for him. And we get lots of photos of people who look exactly like Ned Flanders. Some people think Michael Medved is a Ned Flanders clone. So, and I love the character. Harry Shearer does the voice, and he does such a fantastic job with finding variations on Oakley Dokley. And I think we treat the character with some dignity.
Matt Groening is the creator of The Simpsons. He's the guest editor of the new book, Best Music Writing of 2003. We'll talk with Groening about the book and music in part two of our interview sometime in the next few days.